Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I am so excited. I'm just really loving this inspiring and just coming up with all these really great show themes and having great guest chefs coming up and scooting up to the table and just saying hello to us. But we do have a regular with us. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am just doing wonderful. What about you?
I know you're doing. I am doing great. I'm doing, and I am Robin Misevich, your host for the Transformation Cafe. So tonight we're going to be talking about inspiring creativity, and I have the pleasure of this guy is just inspirational, and his stuff is just so much fun. He has a company called the Purple Easel, which is in Rancho Cucamonga in California. And Matt, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing swell. It's great to be here, Robin. Thank you.
Oh, and it's so great. So why don't you tell everybody what the Purple Easel is?
Oh, gosh. Purple Easel, well, we have a little modest studio in Rancho Cucamonga, and we've been there for about 2 years. And what we do, we're an evening out art experience. And folks are invited to bring drinks, food, wine, their favorite beer. And we set the stage, we set the table. It's a very kind of you're at home when you go to Purple Easel. And we walk everyone through a painting. And at the end of the time together, after 2 or 3 hours, everyone is walking away with a finished, personally handcrafted masterpiece that they can call their own, that was inspired with them, putting their paint on canvas, while at the same time we're providing one-on-one instruction for the whole room. And it's just a very rewarding time. You're there with your friends, you're sipping drinks, there's no intimidation, and you walk away with a painting. You've engaged with your creative self, and we take the person who's intimidated about painting, show them, hey, there's nothing to it, just have a good time, and they are amazed at what they're able to do.
Yeah, it is very, very amazing. And you know what, this environment is just, I had the pleasure, my husband and I had the pleasure a couple weeks ago to come and we just went ahead and did paintings. It was just so much fun. And just to see everybody just so excited to get the paint on the canvas and on themselves and each other, it was very, very fun. So it's really, really cool that, and like Matt's saying, you don't have to have any prior experience with this kind of stuff, which is just really, really cool. Mm-hmm. So how did you get started in this? How did you get the idea?
Well, gosh, I'd love to claim that I'm a painter and I've been painting all my life, but it's not true. I'm just like every other newbie out there who's never painted before and is intimidated by painting or previously intimidated by painting. My wife and I, we came across a concept like this, and there was nothing like it in California. And being young little wannabe entrepreneurs, we said, hey, we could do that. We can bring this painting experience to California, and it'll be a hoot of a time. And we did that. We spent 2 years putting together our plans, and we were really blessed. Things just came together 2 years ago, and we were able to open our doors, and we have a studio that seats 60 people. We can boast about 200 people going through our studio every week. We're painting with adults. We're painting with kids. We're providing kind of like a supplementary art exposure for kids who are no longer getting art in the classroom. It's just so exciting. So that's how I got started. I'd always wanted to start a business. And when we came across this idea, it was just phenomenal. Because at the end of the day, my heart, I'm a people person. I want to enrich and encourage and pour into people. And with as many people as we get through our door, and with this medium, this creative painting experience that you walk away with a little bit of self-worth. You know, you're like, hey, look what I did this. This is my art that I did. And it's just so overwhelmingly awesome that every time at the end of every class I'm just like, oh, I'm just blessed, man. Just so many people are so encouraged and enriched from their experience at Purple Easel that's what I get out of it. That's why I started it. It's just I had to do it.
Yeah, and you know, it's what's really wonderful too, I mean, the instructors, because somebody's standing up on the stage and they're doing, you know, step by step with each color and shape and mm-hmm. however you're working your painting, but they also have, you know, people walking around to assist people who just, they're feeling a little lost. So it's not a matter mm-hmm. of, I can't do this, it's a matter of like, let's move your paint a little this direction or that direction. So mm-hmm. nobody's made to feel wrong or have it be a difficult thing. It's just a matter of just a little bit of guidance here and there for people to be able to have something. So you do, you feel like a like you're a kid again. You're like, look what I made all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, all that excitement that goes with it. I just love your enthusiasm, Matt, for just wanting to inspire people, and it is so contagious having that. And I know, just being a florist and having people do hands-on designing and stuff that I do occasionally for my classes, just the amount of satisfaction that people get and just getting their hands into being creative and having that be something that can be a seed that really, I loved our conversation earlier today, because we were kind of walking around like, where are we going to go with this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about just getting to the place where you get that creative ball going for somebody that really moves them into other areas of their life and how they can be creative
mm-hmm.
in those ways as well.
Mm-hmm.
You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I want to bring up a topic. And something we train for with our instructors and our assistants, and something to look for when we're out in the room doing the one-on-one and helping people along, is the inner critic. Do you ever, you know, in when you're making a bouquet and you're working with flowers, do you today, after all these years, wrestle or face the inner critic?
You know what? Sometimes I do, because it's a matter of, you know, you look at stuff so much and you're so used to using that medium that it's always good to have somebody with fresh eyes that, you know, I turn it around and say, what do you guys think? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's fine. But it's that you know, oh, maybe a little tweak here and a little tweak there. And, you know, all my staff knows I'm going to maybe coming up behind them and just kind of shifting things a little bit to have it be where it just feels balanced
mm-hmm.
and it feels the way it needs to be. So I totally know
mm-hmm.
what you say about having that critic. Yeah, and it can be good, or you can have it sometimes where you just say, you can go sit in the corner right now because I'm not really meeting you, and I will let you know when I do. So that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what we face mm-hmm. at the studio all the time is the personal internal critic. You know, it's that
mm-hmm.
voice of like a parent in their past that was just disapproving, or a disapproving teacher from their past. Is these are the things that limit people from being creative. That these are the things, that voice, that negative voice, is what keeps people from wanting to engage in their creative side. And what we do at Purple Weasel is, you know, we can sense when someone's feeling just, no, I don't like my painting, I don't like it. And that's what we do. We come alongside them and say, hey, at the end of the day, it's about art, it's about being here with your friends. And once you're able to let go of that, that inner critic is just kind of just fades away, and people find freedom. People find the freedom and encouragement to let loose and just be creative and pour into their personal art. And that's why it's such a rewarding experience, is because, you know, we're on the front lines of just silencing that inner criticism that we all face from time to time. And it's just so exciting that we could,
it's very, very exciting. So have you had anybody come back? If you go to the website, which is purpleeasel.com, there's wonderful little quotes on there from some of his regulars that are on there. And one of them was talking about, you know, just love to come week after week, coming back and, you know, getting their fix when it comes to stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So have you had anybody that's one of your regulars, and how they might have shared different ways that it's affected them in their just different aspects of their lives?
Sure. One of the great kind of stories that we hear is the person who, you know, they might come in and say, hey, my grandmother was an artist, and, you know, I've always wanted to paint. And so we have a young lady who's an administrator at a local high school, and she has she started coming to Purple Weasel, and it just got those creative juices flowing, and lo and behold, the intimidation went away, and she started looking at her campus there at the school, and she said, you know, I could put a mural up on that wall.
Wow.
She's working with the administration, and she rents the scaffolding, and she buys the paint, and she's using the principles that she learned from our instructors at Purple Weasel, and now there's these gorgeous murals on the walls of the cafeteria. She has this huge tomato vine kind of healthy food kind of motif just on all the walls. And what an encouragement for us that, you know, we have this person who, you know, previously just wasn't engaging in their creative self, and we were a part of that journey to help bring down those walls and equip them with the tools to get out there and just dare to create.
That's awesome.
Bullshit.
Well, and you know what? And she wasn't in a place of being there anymore. She's just like, let me show you what else is possible for everybody else to be looking at.
That's
that
right.
They could be inspired by tomatoes. That's awesome.
and so she's taking this to school, you know, so every day at lunch these kids are surrounded by art, you know, and Purple Evil had a really tiny part to play in that story, and that's what we're all about, is, you know, just freeing people up to be themselves and be creative and get out there and just do.
So do you have teachers approaching you wanting to go ahead and you know, have field trips and stuff like that? So since they're really taking art out of the schools, are they utilizing you and being able to have events for the kids?
They are. So, we're a young company, and so we're still getting the word out. But we've had buses come to the studio. We've gone to schools to be kind of like, every semester or what have you, a school might have a special event. When I was growing up, they'd have the yo-yo guy come to school, and he'd do all his yo-yo tricks, and then they sell you yo-yos after. So we provide a sense of a program in that respect, but focus, of course, on art. And so we've gone to schools. We've taught hundreds of kids, and every kid gets to walk away at the end of the time with a painting, which is awesome. They get to take it home. They get to put it on their wall, a piece of pride for themselves. So, we've gotten to go to schools. And we also have, because we have a soft heart towards schools, we have a lowered price for any school engagement at the studio or away. So we're all about giving.
You also have it where you can do parties, where you guys will actually go on locations and create paint parties. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. That's true. We've done bachelorette parties. We've done bridal showers. We've even done kind of a wedding reception parties, which have been a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. So, you know, if someone has a venue that is meaningful to them or is available to them, we're more than happy to come in and work with that space and set up all of our gear and host a painting party with them. It's a lot of fun.
So what was the subject matter for the wedding reception? What did they paint?
Oh, what did they paint? I think they painted something we actually recently painted at the studio. It was Couples Retreat. It was a lot of fun. It's we have a style of painting called a diptych. It's two images. It's one image across two canvases. So, like, the husband will paint the one side and the wife will paint the other side. And when you're done, you have two different pieces of art. But when you hang them together, they complement each other. So it's always a favorite for couples and special occasions like a wedding.
Yeah. And one thing that's really cool that I like is that everybody's painting the same thing and really does look like the same thing by the time they get done, if they really follow the instruction and be working with the colors and all that. So, because if you go to the website, you'll see like five or six different people holding up their art, and they're so similar. It's just really, really cool that you would think they would be different because of each person. But, you know, of course, I had to be a little bit of a rebel and kind of change my painting up a little bit. But but that was okay, too, because it was just people being
true.
Into their creativity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing that there was that consistency and, you know, everybody being able to express themselves and still having a really nice, beautiful painting when they walk away and having it be the way they want it. It's just very, very cool. So let's talk a bit about some of the special things that you guys have available, some of the couple, the different things. Like, so you have one that's called Paint Your Pet. You're bringing in your pet and you're painting on your dog? Is that what's going on?
Only for pets that hold still long enough.
Yeah, really. Good luck.
So we have this fantastic event called Paint Your Pet. We try to pull it off every 2 or 3 months. And what folks do, they go to the website, they make their reservation, and before the event, they send in an email with their photograph of their pet. And we prepare everyone's canvas before the event. We sketch the animal onto their canvas, and we go ahead and make this. We analyze the photograph. Okay, what are the best colors that we're going to use for this recreation? And then we have everyone show up, and they come in, they check in, and we hand them some palettes, and they say, okay, walk into the studio and find your pet. And there, surrounding them, are all these animals on white canvas with black marker just sketched on there waiting to be painted. And it's an amazing event because we'll have 36 people in there. We're all painting different paintings, and there's 36 different color palettes. Like, how in the world do you take a bunch of novice, never before painted, and take them step by step and recreate a painting, and everyone's painting different things? We developed this awesome method between lights and darks, color contrast, and working with darks, midtones, and lights. And we, using this process, we walk everyone in the span of about three and a half hours, and we recreate their pets on canvas and paint. It's such a heartwarming experience because, you know, if I had my cat Pepper today, I would, honestly, I need to paint his portrait. I need to get the favorite painting of my old cat Pepper, get it into the studio, and I need to sit down and recreate my little kitty on canvas, because it's just such a rewarding thing making your, you know, beloved animal into a painting.
Oh, yeah.
It's so special.
And that's something I think that you could kind of just expand it, that people would think, oh, my current animal, my current pet kind of thing. But just a beloved mm-hmm. animal that you want to celebrate, you know, and have that.
True.
Yeah, I've had a couple different dogs that, you know, if I had that, my wish, I'd have a couple of them in the same painting, even though they were at different times in my life, you know, because
they're just in
my heart and then with me. Yeah, mm-hmm. just making it a celebration of, you know, the wagon tail. There you go. So that's good on that one. Yeah.
We've had a couple of fun ones, too.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Well, I was going to ask about your glow night
paintings that you guys do.
Yeah, well, it's actually coming up. We're about to launch it. We're excited about it. It's kind of fluorescent paint, and it's another themed event. Our ambition is to hopefully get it up and running come October, kind of for the season, you know. So we have a black light and fluorescent paint, and it's just a kind of cosmic bowling meat painting is kind of what it's like.
Cosmic bowling meets painting. Okay, I love that. Well, I want to come and do that one. That one says it. So are there going to be like Halloween kind of themes, or what are you guys thinking?
Yeah. It depends on what the staff creates. So there's a lot of freedom. There's a lot of freedom with our staff. We have 10 experienced artists who've been painting for a lot of their lives, and how we work it is just we kind of roundtable it and talk about, you know, what's the best content and best way to pull this concept off, and then we just kind of roll with it from there. And it's a fun process. And at the same time, we do spend a lot of time kind of thinking up the next to do. Like, what can we do next with this space? What's the next cool thing we can do, you know, to engage people creatively? And so, you know, mixing it with some fun. So we're looking forward to 80s night. And we have a special event coming up in just next week on Thursday, the 17th of July. We're partnering with a group called PEAK, a public expression of PEA, artistic collaboration. And this young group, they're all about bringing a community of people, creating art in a community context, and then giving that art back to the community. So we're in talks with Rancho Cucamonga about taking what we're going to create next Thursday and displaying it at, say, Victoria Gardens, a big mall out here, and then at the Rancho Cultural Center. It's a lot of fun. So we got some really cool things in store for that event. PEAK, they've been developing three specific art projects that all of our guests are going to come together and participate in the creation of. They have a topographical representation of the Rancho Cucamonga foothill area, and so it's just blank, ready to be painted. So it's literally in 3D, 4 feet by about 3 feet. We're going to give that coat that with paint the mountains brown and the valleys green, etc. And that's going to be fun. There's a three-dimensional sculpture going to be in the center of the room. A geometric sculpture where you just get to walk around and sip wine and throw paint at this thing and see what happens at the end. And then there's a surprise piece too. The third is just a black slate, and everyone's going to be throwing hues of purple up on it. And then there's a surprise at the very end of it. They're going to pull back a stencil, and it's going to reveal an image. And it's just going to be amazing seeing that come to life.
Okay.
So it's a Yeah, it's a collaborative community artwork for the community, something that we're excited to share our space with this other group who are all about art and getting people engaged in art.
And that was going to be on the 18th?
The 17th, Thursday the
17th. 17th of July, okay. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to go check that out. I want to go see what that black thing's going to be. Okay. The surprise. It's always nice to, like, the intrigue. Okay, what's it going to be? What is it going to be? That's exciting. So, well, one of our shows that we had before was one of your teachers, Mr. Ian, and he was our show 202 when we were talking about levels of creativity. So I wanted to get a little bit into talking about, you know, like as we talked with the teachers and really coming from that place of, you know, what you feel about the fact that art is really being taken out of the schools and other ways that might be able to be inspired with that. I really appreciate that you and your wife have really seen the need for that. And there's just seems to be sprouting up all these different kinds of facilities where wood shops and metal shops and all these other places that things that used to be available for kids in schools is just starting to creep back up and making it to where entrepreneurs can take that and have it be something that's available in just a new way and being able to kind of reinvent that. So I wanted to see how you felt about the whole educational level with that.
Oh, sure. You know, people in kind of what people are seeking today are experiences. And so Purple Easel provides that experience. And what we're providing is it's an experience that may have never have been tapped when they were younger, as much as it needs to be. And so that's why you do see things like woodshop and these ceramics and all these other types of experience-driven kind of opportunities for people to go out and do. So that is, it's great that, yes, entrepreneurs like myself and Purple Easel and other businesses have, you know, we are sprouting up to provide what is lacking in our culture. So that's awesome, taking advantage of this opportunity. And actually, it's a benefit to the community. But you're true. What the shame is, oh, get started on the school system. Oy.
Exactly.
You know, the sadness is that children are not getting these opportunities of experiences in the classroom at large, and as a result, you know, art is so important, and not even for the history of art or all these little nuances of theory, but just what art intrinsically is, this internal, the spark that everyone wants to create, and art is the medium at which that creation can get just nurtured. And so that's one of our beliefs at Purple Easel and kind of our charter, so to speak. We have one of these beliefs that says that people are created to create. And it can be simple things like navigating the highways and determining the most efficient route, or taking a cluttered room and bringing order back to that cluttered room. So everyone, we believe, is created to create. And art is such, like, it's the most obvious medium to nurture that intrinsic reality. And so that's why art is so important. And just to remove it as, oh, we can cut that, it's just such a shame.
Yeah, it is such a shame. And, you know, it really, I think our one thing that art really helps people to do is get a sense of their inner self, as well as something that you're making on an external level, of being able to bring things that you can imagine into a different level of reality, and having that be something that expands people. Because, you know, really we're going to be calling the show Inspiring Creativity. So when it comes to levels of that, whether, you know, it's the paint, and it's the brush, and it's the canvas, and it's the camaraderie and everything that can be created on that, and just that simple encouragement of just, you know, put another layer on there. One thing I like about the experience with the Purple Easel is the way that they have their paint is an acrylic paint, so it dries really quickly. So if you've got a mistake, you basically can remix that color and basically just paint over it again. So it just shows that just because it looks like a mistake on whatever level, you can do another layer or just go back and just recorrect it, you know, correct it on whatever level that you want to. So there's always do-overs. It's okay to do a do-over, and it's not wrong.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of how do you want to change that, you know. And the instructors are very, very good about that, being able to be in a place where they encourage people to be able to do that kind of stuff.
That makes me think of Ian, and one of Ian's great attributes is that he's able to approach one of our painters, and that inner critic is going to be right there, and they throw out a comment like, I hate it. We hear it all the time. Oh, I hate it. And so this is what Ian will do. Ian will say, well, what is it you don't like about it? And so he dialogues with them, and he extracts what the, you know, what the real underlying issue is, and he says, well, let's change it. Let's go in this direction. And all of a sudden, without them knowing, Ian has navigated this ship that was on this I hate this negativity direction, and he's turned it completely around and like, hey, I'm feeling really good about this. I like where this is going. And that's Ian's job. He's there to redirect that ship and let it be. And he knows he's done a good job when that customer's turn around and they're smiling again. That's when he knows he's done a great job.
Yeah, he's a very fabulous instructor, and he is so sensitive to when, he's probably the go-to for any of those inner critics that are going around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he just focuses in on people like that. So one thing I loved is, like, when you've got, like, a longer class, you know, periodically they'll say, okay, well, let's take a break and let this section dry and whatever they're working on, and really encourage everybody to go around and see what other people are doing. And and it's so neat to have that, like I said, that level of camaraderie when people are, just getting ideas from one another about, you know, what direction they're going, even though it's supposed to be the same kind of painting, how people are choosing to be able to, you know, work. We were doing an island, you know, with a shore, with a boat and things like that, and that's how we did it. So just seeing how people were working the sky and how they were working the water and things like that, it was just really, really interesting and fun to see how, you know, and even their age, sometimes depending on if it was a younger kid or an older person, the way they would be working with the different elements. And you can tell people that there's different styles that they like depending on what it comes with the painting too. So there are so many ways that you could see people's different ways that they were working with the medium. So just very, very cool. So I'm just – go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, well, I was going to say one of the neat things about what motivates people to come back is just how therapeutic the experience is, because we're tapping in, and you're able to close off the rest of the world, all your other troubles, and it's just left at the door. You come in, and it's all about you and your painting and hanging out with your friends. And what's fun is, like, when you get up and you walk around the room and you do go look at everyone's painting, you can see their personality expressed in their painting. Yes, it's the same mountain landscape, but if you look at the brush strokes, you know, between a husband and a wife, you can say, you're the relaxed one, and you're the perfectionist. It's really hilarious being able to see themselves, express themselves into their painting. But you're right, it's a lot of fun getting to walk around the room.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And like that kind of sounds like me and my husband in a nutshell. Okay. One was loosened, kind of going for it, and the other one was like, okay, I need it just like a picture. So it's okay. You know, who's the rule breaker? So we got about a minute and a half left, Matt. So I want to make sure that people know how to get to you and contacting and things like that. So what's the best way to get a hold of the Purple Easel or you if they have questions?
Okay, purpleeasel.com is by far the first thing you're going to want to do. It has everything you need, has our frequently asked questions, help me address. You can always email us at reservations@purpleeasel.com. That's also on the website. But the calendar is where you go. You go to the website, click on the calendar, see what's coming up, and you just pick a day in painting that works for you, make your reservation there through the website, and you're sent an automatic confirmation email, et cetera, et cetera. You show up on the day, bring your drinks, wine, food, snacks, whatever, and be prepared to have a good time. Another great thing to do would be to jump on the Facebook and like our Facebook page, because there you're going to see in your feed our regular events, discounted events coming up, special events, and just what's happening at the studio.
Yeah, and again, if you want to have a special event like a wedding reception or something like that, which I think is a great, unusual thing to do for a wedding reception, that you, you contact you guys and being able to go ahead and have that be something you guys can go ahead and make that appointment and get that time reserved. So just very, very good. So it's a very, very fun. So thank you, Matt. I also want to remind everybody that you do have a 5-star rating on Yelp. So that's something that's always good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
We're proud of that.
Exactly. Yeah, I have a 5-star with my flowers for you as well. So something to be very, very proud about, because it's about service and making sure people are getting a good experience. So
absolutely. We're very accommodating, very loving.
Everybody, go to Purple Easel and take your bottle of wine and go have a good time. There
you
go.
Thank you, Robin.
It's very, very good. You're welcome. You're welcome. And we'll see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.